Well, good afternoon again, boys and girls. This is Pastor Doug here at First Congregational Church Woodstock. And we are looking at some of the stories that God has given us in the Bible. And the Bible is God's word to us. It's through his Bible that he explains to us who he is as God. And if you ever thought about it, it's kind of a lot to realize what God is, right? We can't see God. We can't hear his voice in terms of like we hear other people's voices. And yet God has not left us alone. He's given us the Bible as a way of showing us exactly who he is and how Jesus especially shows us who God is because he is God. And so the Bible gives us all of these stories of how God's people have listened to God's leading and followed his teaching and trusted that he would fulfill his promises in the person of Jesus, the Messiah, the promised one who would come and deliver us out of our sin and death. Well, we've been looking in the book of 1 Samuel and seeing some of the stories of how God worked in and through Samuel. Remember, we met Samuel as a little boy, or even before he was born, his mother was praying that she might have a child. And so then we saw him grow up and become the high priest, and how he anointed first Saul as the king, and then how Saul wasn't doing what he was supposed to as king, and so God had sent Samuel to anoint David as king. And we saw yesterday how David trusted in God and stood up against the great bully of Goliath, the giant. And so we've got another story that's talking about King Saul and his jealousy about David. So I can't remember if we prayed or not yet. It's always good to pray. So let me pray again if I have already. Lord, thank you. We pray that you would help us. We pray that you would teach us from your word. I pray for these boys and girls. Lord, I pray that you would help them to not only hear your word, to not only listen to these stories, but Lord, that you would work in them so that they might long to know you and to do the things that you've called us to do. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would do this, for it's in your name that we ask it. Amen. All right, so this is the story about King Saul getting jealous. Can you imagine someone who's the king, who has so much, and yet being jealous of somebody else, even a small boy? Now, after David was used by God to stand up against the bully Goliath, he became a hero. And so David was brought into the palace with Saul, King Saul, and King Saul's son, Jonathan. And the two of them, David and Jonathan, became close friends, so close that they were almost like brothers. But soon King Saul became jealous, for the people in Israel seemed to love David more than him. One day David was playing his harp when evil spirits came upon the king, and the king threw a spear at David. It could have killed him, but when it missed, Saul became fearful, for he saw that God had left him and was now with David. Saul tried again and again to have David killed, and in the end, David had to flee the palace. Now, Jonathan had hoped to persuade his father to forgive David, so they agreed on a sign which would show whether it was safe for David to return to the palace. "I will go with my servant and shoot three arrows," said Jonathan. "Then I will send the boy to fetch them. If I say to my servant, 'Look, the arrows are on this side of you, bring them here,' then it is safe for you to come home. But if I say, 'Look, the arrows are beyond you,' then you must go, for your life is in danger." Have you ever had a secret system or a code or a way of being able to talk to your friends that only you and your friends know and understand? Well, that's how close David and Jonathan were. And so they'd come up with this system, this way that Jonathan could let David know if it was safe to come or if it was too dangerous and that he shouldn't come. And so they had worked this all out. And so Jonathan went and tried to speak to his father, the king. But Saul became furious. And Jonathan soon realized that he would never change his dad's mind. And so the next day, Jonathan went to the woods where David was hiding among all of the trees and bushes. And Jonathan shot arrows out into the field. And as his boy ran to fetch them, he called out to the boy, "Isn't the arrow beyond you? Be quick." And David was filled with sorrow. Jonathan sent the boy back to the palace ahead of him, and the two friends hugged one another and said a sad farewell. You know, friends are a wonderful blessing from God. But it also is something that can cause us pain and sorrow, because sometimes our friends go through very difficult things, and because we care about them, it's also hard on us. Or sometimes there are other ways that our friendships can actually be a difficult thing. But one of the things that God shows us is that having relationships with people that we care about is worth it, even though it's hard. And here, Jonathan and David had this strong friendship and cared about one another, loved one another. And yet, following God meant that they had to be apart. They couldn't continue to just be friends living in the same palace together, because God had called David to being the king of Israel, and Jonathan's father didn't want to give up being the king of Israel. And so because of that tension, Jonathan and David weren't able to be together, even though that's what they most wanted. And that's true of us sometimes too, right? Sometimes it's hard with our friends, because there are sometimes when doing what God would have us to do makes it hard to be with our friends. Or maybe our friends don't understand our love for Jesus. And so that can be a difficult thing. But just as David and Jonathan trusted God with their friendship and cared for one another, honoring Jonathan's father and the king, but at the same time caring for one another, in all these things, they sought to do what God would have them to do. And sometimes that's really, really difficult. And so I'm praying for you, and I'd ask for you to pray for me, that today we'd be faithful to do the things that God calls us to, whether our friends are able to be with us in that or not, but for us to be faithful for what God's called us to do. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for your love for us. Thank you for the ways that you bless us with friends. And we pray that you would help us to love them well, to follow you and obey what you command. For we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Fred. God bless you and have a great day. All right. Bye-bye.